Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The election that could define the future of France and Europe is less than a week away, and the two candidates, far-right leader Marine Le Pen and centrist Emmanuel Macron, held campaign rallies today coinciding with May Day labor marches. Five major unions are urging their members not to vote for Le Pen, but only two unions have expressed support for Macron. Here's Marine Le Pen speaking to her supporters today.
Alors, je vous épargnerai les journalistes, nous y passerions la nuit.
Let's bring in NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, we do hear enthusiasm for Le Pen.
Oh, Robin, you can't imagine. You just heard her there with her supporters. You know, they are hanging on every word she says. They boo, they applaud at all the right times. She was talking there about Emmanuel Macron, her opponent, about all of his billionaire friends. And, you know, Robin, she's portraying him in two ways. One, as a continuation of unpopular President François Hollande, and as a total elite out of touch with the people, a former banker who's never even held elective office. So that's how she is portraying her opponent. And, you know, Robin, I spoke to one Le Pen supporter after the rally, 20-year-old Jean-Philippe Chalopin, and he says it's not just about the economy, it's about French pride.
She offers hope for us. I mean, she will allow the economy to be more French friendly, and not have all our businesses go abroad to seek lower wages, and also hope. I mean, pride. I mean, not only economics, pride in who we are as a people. We've been told for years, you know, to shut up, and it has been going on for so many years, and we're so tired of it. There's no way we're going to bow to the elites any longer.
Well, but what about her? Russ Douthat, the conservative columnist in the New York Times, writes that she actually has some important policy ideas. You say that she's a terrific speaker, but it's her party that people are concerned about. It was racist, anti-Semitic under her father. Has she moved away from that, or has she just traded anti-Semitic for anti-immigrant?
Yeah, it's a good question, Robin. I mean, analysts say that she has moved away, and I've been to her rallies as opposed to rallies like 7 years ago, and the people are different. They're not just, you know, unemployed, angry, blue-collar workers. She's got professionals. And she now portrays herself. She's broken with her father. He was out this morning. She does not appear with him. He was the one who had the, you know, xenophobic, anti-Semitic tirades. She's another generation. She's attracted women. She's attracted young people. And she's now the protector of the people against the ravages of globalization, against French companies moving to Poland for lower wages, against all those things that can hurt you. And so she characterizes herself now as the person who's going to protect the little guy. She's the champion of the people.
Well, Macron told the BBC today that he is pro-Europe and the European Union, but he also said the European Union has to reform or face the prospect of Frexit. This is France leaving the EU the way Britain is scheduled to. Here he is.
I'm a pro-European. I defended constantly during this election the European idea and European policies and so on, because I do believe it's extremely important for French people and for the place of our country in globalization. The question is that you have almost half of this country angry with the European idea. So we have to reform this Europe. We need a new European Union in situation to protect our people and to regulate our globalization.
Eleanor, is that going to be enough to overcome Le Pen's accusations about him?
Well, Robin, I think he is being dragged into this protectionist debate. Marine Le Pen is very protectionist. Her policies are very much like the far left candidates, protecting people. He is now having to say, because he's known as an economic liberal, which means very free market, very capitalist, and people are saying he's just going to let capitalism destroy France and jobs. So he's having to talk about protections now. But his plans are actually to make France more open, more innovative. He says, I cannot guarantee that I will save your obsolete job, but I'll train you for a new job for the 21st century. But Robin, these are complex ideas that are harder to get across than, for example, saying, you know, I'm going to get out of the European Union and that's going to solve all of our problems.
Well, but who's going to come out this Sunday? We see that Macron is 20 percentage points ahead of Marine Le Pen. But then we're reading reports of people who you'd think would vote for him and perhaps vote against her, not motivated to come out.
That's right, Robin. A lot of people are not excited by him. You know, he's young and he's got new plans and he doesn't belong to any party. But on the flip side of that is he has no experience. He's never run for public office. And people say he can just talk and basically say nothing. They say he's an empty shell. Her supporters will come out. They're sure to come out. His supporters, half of them support him and half of them are just voting against her. So that's the group that may not come out. And we've seen something in this election we didn't see the last time when her father made it to the second round in 2002. We had something like a united front against him. We haven't seen that so much this time. A lot of people are saying neither nor. I don't want Le Pen, but I don't want Macron either. And so they might vote blank or they might not come at all. And that could make it a lot closer than polls show.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley ahead of next Sunday's election in France. Eleanor, thanks as always.
Thank you, guys.